Welcome to The Prompt. I'm Jim Carter. This show guarantees tech news and updates that shape your life and future. Since it's essential now to stay on top of AI, we'll figure it out together so you don't fall behind. I'm here to explain it, offer some deep insights, and spark a little curiosity along the way. If you're a techie like me or just AI curious, hit that follow button for the advantage you deserve. Let's dive in. Welcome back to The Prompt, my friends. April is finally here, and if you know me, you know it's one of my favorite months, both personally and in business. Let me explain why. April's my birthday month, the 5th to be exact, and every year when April rolls around, I get to reflect on how far I've come over the past year. It's also when the rain dies down here in Southern California, the temperatures warm up, and I can switch to wearing shorts and flip-flops for the next 7 months instead of pants. Living in Los Angeles definitely has its perks. But what really makes April special for me is that it kicks off the second quarter of the year. Now, that may not seem like much, but we often get so caught up at the end of the previous year, getting our numbers in, prepping for the holidays, and thinking about how we'll do everything differently in the new year, that before we know it, Q2 is here. The real reason April is one of my favorites is because it's a chance for me to pause and ask myself if I've actually done the things I said I would do over the last 3 months, or if I'm still in the same place I was at the start of the year. I'm very aware that change takes time, but one of the many things I've learned in business is that if you never start, you'll never see any tangible results. It can be demotivating when you look back and see that you haven't made any progress. So, I want to share 3 big ways you can use AI in your business, even if you haven't made a single change in Q1 of 2024. By the time Q3 rolls around, you'll feel like you've made a real dent in the year. The first way is probably the most tangible when it comes to promoting your business. Content. Content comes in many forms: emails, text messages, tweets, reels, videos, podcasts, and more. However you promote your message to the world, it requires content, just like this podcast. But constant content creation and evaluating all your data can be exhausting. It can take you away from the other areas of your business and leave you feeling totally burnt out. Last year, I disconnected from all user metrics and numbers, and it's done wonders for my mental health. Don't get me wrong, I still check them, but I no longer use them as a litmus test for whether I'm succeeding or not. I would encourage you to do the same. Whether you have 100 downloads on your podcast or 100,000, focus on the content you really want to get out into the world. Give yourself some grace, temporarily put the others on standby, and go all in on just one channel at a time, preferably an audio or video channel like a podcast or YouTube, so you can do more with it. Once you've decided on the channel you want to work with, the fun begins. If you don't know where to start, or if you've started but don't know how to scale, open up a browser tab and go to ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, or whatever your favorite AI tool of the moment is, and ask for help. Your prompt could be something like, "You are a marketing expert in fill in the medium you're trying to create more content for, and you are creating a growth plan for this channel. Here are the things I am currently doing." Then list your current efforts. Outline a plan on how to maximize this time and get more reach. Something as simple as this will give you a starting point, and you can decide where to go from there. This is a great time to reflect on what's working, cut what isn't, and truly double down. That's where the plan starts. Then head over to my site at jimcarter.me and search for an AI tool to help you execute one part of that plan a little better. If it's copywriting, type in copywriting. If it's podcasting, type in podcast. If it's creating more reels or TikToks for social media, type in social media content. And you'll find a bunch of tools to experiment with that will help you grow your reach. The second way to use AI is to free up more of your time. Like with the first point, you can't make changes without having a plan, or you risk going backward. Take a moment on your favorite large language model and plug in a list of all the things you're spending too much time on, whether it's 15 minutes or 2.5 hours. Lay out all of these individual tasks that you know you're spending way too much time on, and ask that AI model how they can be automated and simplified. It's good practice to get them all out of your head, but as a pro tip, do 1 or 2 similar tasks at a time, and the AI model will give you a much stronger output. Again, find a common pattern, jump over to my site, and look for a tool that will truly help you automate or optimize some of these very manual tasks. One tool that can work to give you some time back in your calendar is one of my favorite AI tools called Reclaim AI. Reclaim connects to your calendar and adds in protected time every day, especially for simple things like eating lunch. It also has a feature to add blocks into your calendar for habits you want to work on, as well as buffering 15 or so minutes after your meeting so you can stand up, stretch, go to the bathroom, and maybe drink a little more water than coffee for the first time all year. Or maybe that's just my problem. The third way AI can help is everyone's favorite, making more money in what you're already doing. If you haven't caught on yet, your best friend and co-pilot is your large language model of choice, like ChatGPT or Claude. And this is where I can help you to get creative with your own prompt. Feed it something about it being an expert in what you already do, even if you're only beginning in it. Tell it your struggles and what's holding you back, but more importantly, tell it what's working. Give it context around what you sell, your price points, and who you sell to. Then give it your ideal target customer, ideally that first customer you already have that you love and want more of. Ask it how to find more customers like them. If this is in the same chat session as the first two points, this is where the output gets magical. You can tell it to take everything you've learned from how you're creating more content to attract this person, brand, or identity. Then you can tell it how you're stressed, feeling time constrained, and tell it what recommendation it gave you that you're using to focus. Now it'll build a custom plan for how you can go find that next sale. Business growth is never easy. If it were, everyone would do it. The 15 or so percent of entrepreneurs in the world would no longer be a minority metric. Now that we're in Q2 of 2024, and the year is over 25% complete, my challenge for you is this. If you're already using AI, how is it working for you? Are you stuck anywhere? Or if you've been avoiding it this whole time, why? When these tools are readily available, most of them free or cheaper than Netflix, and the output, guidance, and support can get you 95% of the way there, what is truly holding you back? I hope this outline has been incredibly helpful and valuable for you. I appreciate you all, and if you need more support or are looking to pick my brain on these and other AI-related topics, check out my AI Slack community at fastfoundations.com/slack. There, I dive deep into these tools and strategies, and even go so far as to answer all the questions my members have about the projects I'm working on and putting out into the world. As always, thanks for tuning into The Prompt. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, my friends.